I'm not trying to get.
The system's on. There's no way to break the machine. Turn on the system. Shears the Ilinishmas, Harav Reb Shimon Tzvi, Bein Harav Reb Shleim HaKoyim. Final shear.
Puzzle.
This year, we're zoiche to three mitzvahs. Three extra mitzvahs that we weren't zoiche to in the last 7 years. And also mitzvahs that are taken noyig even in Chutz Laaretz. It's the mitzvah of number one, that the chayvis that we have are nishtamit. The chayvis that are mishtat. It's kind of not on. That the chayvis that we have, the mishamit, the person that has a loan, the halacha, a person that owes money, has a loan that he owes to someone. So there's a mitzvah of shmoit. There's a mitzvah to be mishamit. We'll see in a moment. Maybe it's a mitzvah that is imposed me'elav. The tafkas of the malka, that the Ribbono Shel Olam cancels the debts, cancels the chayvis this year. Or there's a mitzvah that we have to do it, that we have to say shmait. Avinishvi, everyone agrees that even if it happens on its own, there's a mitzvah that to be mishamit, to say that I'm not collecting the loan, to accept on yourself the afkata the malchut, and if somebody comes in and asks you, he wants to return the loan, you have to say shmait, I'm not accepting back the money. That's mitzvah number one. To be mashmit the chayvis. The second mitzvah is not to be taveya. Not to be taveya. There's one mitzvah is to bechlal. Not to, if he comes to you and offers it to you, the mitzvah is to say shmait, I don't accept. But then there's another mitzvah, not to be taveya, not to ask for your money back, not to ask for any of the loans back that you're owed this year at the end of the Masid moment by Rosh Hashanah time when the chaykes become shtamit, the shmita's ksafin. And the third iser is the iser of lo yerah b'levavcha, which is really something that's neig right now in the tkufa right before the shmita year comes. So the Chazal, the Torah says already that a person's going to be nervous. I'm going to go and I'm going to lend money, and then the Shemitah is going to cancel my chayvis. As a Mela, I'm going to be Yerub Levavcha. He's going to get all nervous. He's going to say I'm not lending money. And as Zayvi Ben Glial, the Lashon of the Pasuk, he's going to be a Ben Glial that he's not lending money, and it's a terrible thing. He should have emunah, he should be talking, he should be able to lend the money and not worry what's going to be if he's going to get his money back. Three mitzvahs yikaris that we weren't zayicha to. A fourth mitzvah, a mitzvah d'rabbanan, is a takana prosbol. And we'll see in a moment, it's really a takana, it's a mitzvah. It might be even an Indian to go and make a prosbol, we'll see in a moment. So mele, we're zayicha to four things that we weren't zayicha to. Now, even before I start, one might be wondering that l'chayra, what's shah? I didn't even start this shah. Oh, Bez Hashem, that's why I came today, for the final shiur, to explain, Bez Hashem. But right away, a person might be wondering, who says that was zoicha to this year? Maybe we were zoicha last year already. Who says that Shemitah is mishamit the ksafim, it's mishamit the chayvis, it cancels the debts in the end of the year, in the end of the Shemitah year? Maybe it cancels the debts in the beginning of the year. And the emes is that the Rosh, which is a little bit over, I guess misquoted it slightly. The Rosh really holds like that. The Rosh in Gittin seems to hold that the beginning of the year is Meshamet the Chayvis. Now that's not exactly what the Rosh says. What the Rosh really says is that there's halacha that in the beginning of the year, the beginning of the Shemitah year, which means last year, from that point you're not allowed to go and collect your Chayvis. You're not allowed to ask your Chayvis. But if the person comes and offers back, we saw there's two different dinim. If he comes and he offers you to take your loan, so the beginning of the year for the entire year, according to the Rosh, you'd be allowed to take your Chayv back. But you wouldn't be able to collect. You're not able to, in other words, to be teveya. You're not able to be teveya the chayv. That's a sheet of the Rosh. We don't paskin like the Rosh. How do I know we don't paskin like the Rosh? There's a very good lashon from the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva. You see a davar niflin in this Chassam Sefer. Chassam Sefer writes that I know we don't paskin like this Rosh because, and we paskin that the end of the year is mishamet the chayv, is the end of the year, cancel the debt, the end of the year is when it starts that iser of la'yigo, from that point on I can't go and collect the debt which was due from before the Shemitah year, the end of the Shemitah year. So he says, how do I know we don't paskin like the Rosh? So the Chassam Sefer, because yodai, my hand, la'izaza mi yodai, it didn't move from the hand of Rav Nosson Adler the whole year. That's it, right? The entire Shemitah year, and I didn't see him write a prosbol. As he writes, my hand didn't move from his hand the entire year, and I didn't see him running the Prosbol bowl during the year, only at the end of the year, in other words, what we're calling now the end of the year, which means he wasn't chayshish for Shita Zarosh. I'm always misspoiled from that Chassam Sefer. Well, what about Purim? What about the Erev this and Erev that and this and that and Shabbos Hayoyim and Pesach Hayoyim? See, what the Emes of Talmud? The whole entire year, I never move. What do you mean? It takes how long to write a prosbol? We'll see in less than 30 seconds to write a prosbol. Less than Mamash, you can just copy out the Lashon of the Mishnah in the end of the Yerushalmi and Perek Yud. You copy it, it takes after call 30 seconds, you write your name and Gendik. No, for 30 seconds he didn't leave from Nasan Adler. You understand? That's how he was able to become the Chum Sefer. We don't pass him like the Rosh. Some, when it comes to money, we take on all the Chumras. So some, at the beginning of the year, they wrote a prosbol in the beginning of this year. But the Maisa, Dekra Psak, of course, is the prosbol has to be written at the end of this year. The prosbol, we'll see in a moment, was a takana that was based on these three mitzvahs. Those are the three mitzvahs. There's the shlav of the rice and the shlav of the psukim, and then there's the shlav of the takana prosbol to take care of that. Now, the emes is that this din, the din of shmita, canceling the debts, and your inability or iser to collect your debt, to teveya, to ask for your money back, it applies to all debts. And it's very important to keep in mind, a bank is a debt. What I mean a bank is a debt? I mean that if you have an account in a bank, it means that the bank owes you money. That's really what's taking place over here. When it says that the bank, you have $100,000 in the bank, that means that the bank owes you $100,000. If it'll be a Jewish bank, a Jewish-owned bank, so then if that means, and this is the gay people, especially if they have investments in Eretz Yisrael, they have a bank in Eretz Yisrael, etc. It's very, very nega. So then, that means that at the end of this year, coming up in less than a month, in about a month, it's coming up that the Shemitah is going to cancel all of those debts. And the mail of the entire, your entire bank account, the Ganzer Vermögen, is going to be cancelled. You won't be able to collect the money. And Adrabah, it's going to be an issa to be Teveya, and they have to be Meshamit. You have to be Meshamit, you have to be Mafkirit, and accept on yourself to have Kasat Demal, because that's what happens. And it's all wages, L'chayr. We'll see in a moment. It's any Chayv, banks, etc. Now, there's one thing that's very important to remember that it does not apply to, is I just mentioned wages. When I say wages, you have to understand there's two halakim of wages. If someone is owed money for a service that he did, or if he's owed money for a product that he sold, so then Shemitah doesn't cancel that debt. That debt, it doesn't cancel. Mashal, somebody's owed money that you can pay debt from their job, etc., etc. So then, in such a case, Shemitah doesn't cancel that debt. However, the very big argument, because there it's not a debt, it's not a loan. It's not a loan in that case. It's you're getting direct payment for the wages. Shemitah doesn't cancel the wages. You worked, you have to get paid. You gave merchandise, you have to get paid. However, with a very big however, it all depends if there was a zakah falav b'milva. This is a lashon that you get too many times in the Gemara. And to make a long story short, if you have even a makolet bill, a grocery store bill, and that's the derech, you know, at the end of the month you always pay, and sometimes not, and then after 2 months you pay, and etc. So then the halacha is that technically Shemitah doesn't cancel that, even though it's a loan of sorts, but it's you're paying for merchandise. So Shemitah doesn't cancel that type of debt. However, if it's zakah b'milva, which means, mashal, the case of a grocery store, if he went and he tallied it up, you know, let's say that's his derech, at the end of every month, he tallies it up, and you have to keep in mind, before Rosh Hashanah, a lot of people are doing these types of things. Before Rosh Hashanah, he wants to end with his chayvis and whatever, so he goes and he tallies it up, this is the grocery store owner, he goes and he tallies up the chalakim, he comes out, he says, okay, now you owe me, he puts it on a piece of paper, you owe me $1,400, he puts it all together, and you owe me this amount of money. So then it became a milveh, now zakal of a milveh, Shemitah would be meshamet that chayv too. And in the time certainly before Hillel, before the Takana Prozbol, so then the halacha would have been that it would be usher for you to collect that money, it would be usher for you to meaning the grocery store owner, it would be usher for you to collect the money, it would be usher for you to ask for the money, and it would be usher for you to not even give credit probably, right? That you shouldn't give credit toward the end of the year. Now the Maisa Hillel saw that this was causing people to talk about what it says in the Torah, because they were getting nervous that they're not going to get their money back, and of course they got nervous. It's a month away from Shemitah, he's going to lose, he's got hundreds of dollars in the bank, it's a Jewish owned bank, and he's putting in money to the bank, and the bank is not going to have to give him anything back. So they're being oivri raw, that they were being oivri on Mashkosa Batayra. And he saw that there was a chassar in here for the Aniyim and for the Ashirim. The Aniyim, nobody's lending them the money. And the Ashirim, they're being oivri on Mashkosa Batayra. So he's misakin Pruz Bol. It's good for the Aniyim, Pruz Buli Buti, it's good for the Aniyim, it's good for the Ashirim, it's good for everyone. The Gemara Gittin Daf Lamed Vav says, there's a whole parak about this in Yerushalmi, the 10th parak of Shemitah, of Shriyas, that discusses this. He made this takana. What's the havana of the takana? And the emes is that it's based, first of all, on a previous notion that Bizman Hazeh, Pashtis, maybe we shayt, but Pashtis la'alocha, these halachas that brought down in Chesh Mishpat, Simin Son of Zion, the halacha is that Shemitah Bizman Hazeh is the Rabbana. That's the halacha. The bisman is there. Shmita is the rabban. That's the bisad mikdash. The whole shmita is the rabban. That's number one. Based on that premise, the Gemara in Kittin says that we have two koyches here. One of them is, of course, regular hefker based in hefker koyach. And the second is the fact that it's the rabbanon. So therefore, Hillel had the ability to go and be misakin to take care of this problem. Now, what was Hillel's takana? So everyone knows Hillel's takana was that in the time of Chazal, in the time before Hillel, if he actually gave the actual shtar to the Beis Din and said, here, he owes me $5,000, here, I'm giving my shtar to the Beis Din, you can do what you want with it. So there's no iser for you guys, the only iser is on me, on the private person. But on the Beis Din, there's no iser of Bakasha's Tviya, there's no iser of him, of the Beis Din being noigis and taking, trying to get the money. It's only a takan, it's only a taina on a private person who's trying to get his money. But if the Beis Din is going for the money, then the Beis Din has every right to get the money. It's a different type of a concept in Allah. The takan of Hillel was something within that line. It's a machlokes rishayim exactly how to explain it, but the basic idea was is that Hillel said it's keilu evet, as if everyone gave their shtaris to the Beis Din. It's as if the person writes a prosbal, which we'll see in a moment. I have the schayis over here. He writes a prosbal and he says that I meiser over my shtaris to the Beis Din. Now, if you're actually being meiser over the shtaris to the Beis Din, we don't need Hillel. Once you actually meiser to the Beis Din, now the Beis Din is allowed to collect. What we need a Hillel for is because nobody's actually going and being moiser. He's not actually giving the shtaris to the Beis Din. So the takana of Hillel was that we look at it as if he gave over the shtaris to the Beis Din. He writes this nusach, I said in front of such and such Beis Din, we'll see in a moment the whole nusach, and now the Beis Din has a right to be goyve. And the Mela, I, how are you going to collect your chayiv? In 2 weeks from after Rosh Hashanah, how are you going to collect your chayiv? So you have to say that implicit in that is the Beis Din makes you a shliach of the Beis Din to go and collect the chayiv. Which again, in the time of the Raisa, this avada would be very, very schwer. But since the whole takana, the whole in nowadays is the Rabbanan, so that's the takana of prosbal. Adkan is the dvarim akshutim. Now I'm going to say a few halachas and I'm going to make it a little bit more practical. Number one, the first thing you have to know is that the isser of la'yiga is the isser of shabita being mishamit, with necessity that it's mufka, that the halva becomes hefker, is number one, only on a halva, only on a loan that is due before Rosh Hashanah. This is the first and most basic rule of the Hilcha Shemitah, is that if the loan is due today, the loan is due tomorrow, the loan is due in 20 days from now, so then we're okay. That may mean now okay. That's the loan that we're talking about. That's the loan that the Shemitah is going to cancel, that the end of the year is going to cancel. Rosh Hashanah comes, the second Rosh Hashanah comes, it cancels that chayv. But let's say the loan is not due for till Gimel Tishrei, after Rosh Hashanah, it's due on really from basic Tishrei, it's due after Rosh Hashanah, in other words, it's due next year, it's not due until then. So now the halacha is that since there's no Isser Le'igos, because the whole Isser Le'igos, the whole Isser of being Teveya and trying to get your loan is a kamba that you're allowed to be Teveya your loan. So let me say, you're allowed to be Teveya your loan now, so the Shemitah came and cancelled that loan. But let's say I wasn't even allowed to be Teveya the loan at the point of when Shemitah cancelled it. In other words, at the point of when Rosh Hashanah came, it can only cancel the loan that I was able to be Teveya. But a loan that I can't be Teveya, from Gimel Tishrei, I don't owe you the money until Gimel Tishrei. So now, I can't come along and ask you for that money. So Shemitah, the Rosh Hashanah, doesn't cancel that loan. That's number one, which we'll see. That's extremely important in the Hemshech. We'll come back to that. That's one type of loan that the Shemitah can't cancel. Second, I keep saying Shemitah can't cancel, but I understand that means that the Rosh Hashanah can't cancel. The second koyach, the second type of loan that it can't cancel, is if there's a mashkein. If there's a mashkein, if there's collateral, so then it's considered already that you have it in your hand, the malveh, it's as if he already has it, collected it. So therefore, there's no isser over here of being b'yigos, he has it already. He already has it, so memela, the shmita, weiter, doesn't cancel that loan. That's number two. Number three, and again, I reiterate this, shmita b'zman hazeh drabanan, I'll come back to the importance of that in a moment, the entire hafkah, it's all drabanan nowadays. That's number three. Next is the etzim mechanics of how it works is the machlekes. Most rishonim take on, again, all these will come together in all the cases we'll talk about, but most rishonim take on that it's hafkasa d'malka. Hafkasa d'malka means that it's taka something that happens on its own. It doesn't matter if you agree, it doesn't matter if you don't agree. If you go and ask for the money, the kagavna, that Gimel Tishrei comes and you ask for the money and you didn't make a prosbal. So according to most rishonim, and Bikaron, that's really how we paskin. According to most rishonim, the loch is dear gazlan. You're an absolute gazlan because the maisa, it's not even your money anymore. Because Shemitah came along and cancelled the chayv. There is a sheet of the Arayim that the Arayim says, no, it's mechayev you that you have to say shmait. You have to be doing the maisa hefker. You have to be mafker the chayv. You have to accept on yourself the hafkasa d'malka. And taka, if you didn't do that, you're over an aveira. We'll see in a moment why this is extremely important. Again, la halacha, everyone agrees that if somebody comes to you and you didn't write a prosbo, you have to say to him, shmut. The only question is, how does it work? Does it work that it bets and happened on its own? And therefore, if I even take the money, magala. According to Yerain, you have to do it. You have to go and say shmait, and if you don't say shmait, I cancel the chayv. So then you're being going from this terrible halacha, you're being going from this aveira. That's the machlekes. We'll see in a moment the nafkamina. In Chutz Laretz, the Ramah, and since Sanach Zayin seems to say that bats and pashtus is the halacha is not given in Chutz Laretz. This is not related to the chayv is a karka. Shemitah's ksafim is not related to the karka. And therefore it should be negeya even in Chutz Laretz. And this is the pashtus halacha. The Ramah brings down that there are deis. And that there were definitely shittas that held that in Chutz Laretz, the whole entire halacha of Shemitah's Kesafim isn't okay. Obviously, they took on that it's totally in a place where there is the etzim, dinim of Shemitah. So where? The dinim of Shemitah. So then the halacha is that in such a place, it also has the dinim of Shemitah's Kesafim. It's totally zebezeh. The Ramah brings down Epsak Ayesh Naigim. It's Merdik Alashim. The Aruch HaShulchan says that there were, that this is the reason why there were people in Chutz Laretz that they never heard of this halacha. They never heard of this halacha, the kind of prosbul, etc. It's interesting. They never heard of it. It's a pasuk in the Torah. Maybe they never heard of prosbul. But he writes that this is why it means that in Chutz Laretz there are people that taka for years who never know you. They weren't know you. Shmita to stuff him. The Ma'ase says that ikab sak halacha is nishtazay. The ikab sak halacha and taka. You know, nowadays when it comes to me losing my money and the chance that somebody else he's going to all of a sudden be machmir. Yes, hold on, Delva. So everybody writes prosbuls. I think nowadays it became very popular. Don't have to talk too many people into writing a prosbul. But akapanim, this is the ikab halacha in Chutz Laretz is that the minig of prosbuls negeya. Now the reason I'm stressing this is in a moment you'll see in Eretz Yisrael everyone agrees that there's a din of Shmita's Ksafim, there's Manazed, it's the Rabbana, but everyone agrees there's no Shaila that it's Manazed, there's a din of Shmita's Ksafim. The Nafkamina, all this is that you can see in a moment that there are certain Chumras that were added into Prosbuls and whatnot, that at first glance, when you're going to hear these Chumras, you're going to say, what? It's Prosbuls, the Nayazach. Shmita's Ksafim is a Nayazach. So I'm going to tell you a psachumra, let's say, from Rav Shlomo Zalman, or a chumra from Rav Yashiv, or from Shevet Alevi. So right away, you're going to say, it's a principle of something that was 2,000 years tzaddik. So he's coming with the psanai takana, how to write a document. But you can't ask that kasha, because it seems to be that for years and years in Chutz Laretz, many people weren't noyig bechlal, the ganze inyan of principle. So bizarre, you know, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, where the ganze yishiv is only less than 200 years old, so it is a naya halacha. It's not such an alta halacha, number one. And number two, again, even if there'll be certain kulas in Chutz Laretz ben negeya shmitas ksafim, but in Eretz Yisrael, the zecher going to be more machmir. Because there, the kuli alma of this taka, din of shmitas ksafim, this man is it. That's a chayra, the basic hakdama of the ideas of the halachas. I go one by one through certain inyan that you see what the pais can discuss. The mashal, is there an inyan to write a prosbul? Let's say I'm a big tzaddik and I want to cancel all my chayvus. Is there an Indian b'chal to write a prosbul? So it's very interesting. The Ben Ishchai, he writes that there's an Indian to write a prosbul. He writes, he says, it's a, you know, I should tell the form, it's a marshal. They say that the Goyim, the Vilna Goyim, used to wear cotton tzitzis. Very famous. Why did the Goyim wear cotton tzitzis? Everyone knows. I think we spoke about it in the past. The Shulchan Aruch says you have to wear wool or linen, and the Goyim wore cotton. So, there's different mahalchim, why the Goyim wore cotton. The Ramah, the Maisa Paskins, that cotton is chayiv min ha-toyra. So, Ander the Zog in the Chazanish says, because he wants to divide that the Loch is taka like the Ramah, and that you're chayiv min ha-toyra and shabbat gadim. But it's very schwer, because the Goyim is the Goyim chassid, he's chayishit for all shittas. And it's hard to believe that the Goyim wouldn't have been chayishit for the shita of wool. So, one of the terutzim that they say is that the Goyim wore a woolen talus all day. All day he was wearing a wool talus. He wanted to get the mitzvah of the Rabbanan also, the Chaviva Namshi opposite terms. He wanted to get Chaviv in Divrei Seifim, he was Chaviv in the Divrei Seifim, so he also wanted to wear a talus cotton, a cotton talus, as I said, to get not only the Deraisa of wool, he wanted to get also the Rabbanan. Because you see, there's an Indian to be Makayim the Rabbanan, even when you're already Makayim the Deraisa. So the Ben Ishchai, El Derech Des, this type of concept, he says a person should taka, he should go out of his way, we'll see in a moment, number one, to try to write a prosbul. I'll explain in a moment. And number two, he should try to go out of his way to be Meshamet Achayiv and get the mitzvah deraisa. The Rabbanim is manazeh, but the mitzvah deraisa. Now, to tell Tuchtu, I'll explain to you like this. How do I say it over to Bachar? I say it like this. You have a Bachar, he has chayivis. You don't have to tell a balabas who has money in here and there, he's nervous, he has no idea. Maybe the person who owes me money is Jewish, not Jewish, maybe the bank is Jewish. He doesn't want to find out. He's writing 17 principles, Rabbi Yisrael, with all the shittas and the briskas and the chumras and everything. You have a Bachar, though. A Bachar. He does, no, who owes me money? What's Shaykh money? Like a shekel, nishta shekel, dust. So you have to tell this Bacher now. What you do is like this. Erev Rosh Hashanah. You tell the Bacher, and this is really what comes out from the Ben Shah. Erev Rosh Hashanah, you tell the Bacher, okay, number one, go over to your friend, lend him a dollar, a pound, right? You go over to your friend, you lend him a pound. Now, you have to submit all the chumras, okay? You have to tell him, here's a pound, I'm lending you this pound, okay? Now, I'm only lending it to you till Rosh Hashanah. Because if I lend you stam and I don't say anything, stam chayiv, stam alva, shleishim yom. So we have to make it that this chayiv is due before Rosh Hashanah in order for the shvita to affect this chayiv. So I tell you, here's a pound. Now, this pound is due, and in 2 hours you have to pay me back this pound, and I have Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so now he takes the money, he takes the chayiv. So first thing you want to do with this is I want to get the mitzvah prizbal. He wants his prizbal to be chal on something. So right away he goes and he writes a prizbal. So you can get the takana, the rabbanon of prizbal, and to mekayim the sin. I'll prove you this, Rabbi Yisai. Maybe you'll say, come on, prizbal is not a takana. Prizbal is not a takana. Prizbal is just, you want to save yourself. So they said, do a prizbal. So I asked if Yashiv, is there a raya? Because they brought him down from a certain sefer. Yashiv said, this pack of Indians to make a prizbal, and there's a takana. So he had a raya brewer, l'chayim. He said, this, we're going to see today, there's about five or six other things that Hillel could have done. Much simpler things. Hillel could have just said that everybody should get up. I'm owed money now, Erev Rosh Hashanah. I'm owed money, and I'm very nervous I'm going to lose my money. So I should just go in front of two Eidim, which we'll see in a moment. This is the Eidim sometimes that a person's going to do. I should go in front of two Eidim. I say, anyone that owes me money, I'm evater until Gimel Tishrei. If you say those words, so then that's it. Now Shemitah didn't cancel the chayiv. And it's far simpler than everything we're doing today with documents and papers. If I just go and say in front of two Eidim, and that's the koyach of its clerk, that's a mishpah like that, that koyach is the koyach of the malveh, that he has the ability to say, any chayiv that is owed to me, I don't want to know which one, whatever, I have millions of chayivs that people owe to me, anything until Gimel Tishrei, I'm a vater on, they don't owe me until Gimel Tishrei. So then Shemitah doesn't cancel that chayiv. So the Yashiv says, so why did he go out of his way and go and be misakin prizbol? I'm sacking prizbal against Zach with Meiser Starus and this, and I'm sorry, against the Lumdus. You have to figure out what the Lumdus is even. This is much easier. No? So Teret says, Weiss, you see, there was some type of Takana. There wasn't Takana's prizbal. I said, Bezai. So now let's go back to the Bacher. So tell the Bacher, okay, first of all, you lend the money, then you have to tell him that I wanted the money before Shoshana. Kum to Shoshana. Right, comes Lel Rosh Hashanah, Shana Toiv, Tikosiv, Sechosim, Chaim, Chloim, Shata. You tell him, Meshametani. I'm Meshamet the Chayiv. Because you want to be Mekayim the Shita that it's Tali and you, the Yerayim, saying the words that I'm Meshamet. Okay, so I'm Meshamet the Chayiv, and now you're Mekayim what mitzvah. I'm sorry, we went to the Prusbal case first. I have two cases I have to give you. I'm sorry. There's two cases. You have to lend this Bacher twice. I just mixed both cases. You have to lend the Bacher twice. First you lend him a pound, and then you write on that a Prusbal. This one I'm not going to be Mevatra. This one is Shait, the Prusbal based in Choshev, we'll see the Gansas out. Okay. And you owe me the money before Rosh Hashanah, and I'm writing the Prusbal on it. Okay. The day after Rosh Hashanah, you come back to me and say, look, Prusbal. Is that the Prusbal? See? Prusbal. Okay. And then he has to give you the money. Then you go over to a different Bacher. You go over to a different Bacher, and you tell this Bacher, okay, you, I'm lending a pound, and you, Tak, I want the money back. You owe me the money before Rosh Hashanah. Okay? Leil Rosh Hashanah, and the night you say, Shana Toyv, Tikosiv, Sechazim, Chayim, Toyv, Alta, Shama, Meshamet, Amilacha. And I'm Meshamet, the Chayv. And him, you want to get the mitzvah device of being able to say Meshamet. You get the mitzvah Meshmoit, and I'm not being like this. Now, I always cleared, if you do this chumrah, so the Mishnah in Shviyas brings down like this. Mishnah says that when I say the word shmut, I cancel the chayiv. I cancel the chayiv. So now, the Mishnah says that the loiva, he's supposed to say, afal pikein. The ruach hachamim is noichah from a person that, your job is to say, I accept on myself that God said the malach and I'm not collecting this chayiv. His job is to be a mensch and to say, afal pikein, I'm returning the money. Agav, if you look in the Yerushalmi there, it seems like you could twist his leg a little bit. And you can say, I'm giving you back the money because this is what I'm supposed to do. You know it says in the Mishnah and Shviyas that you're supposed to be giving back the money to me. It's not a twisted leg, as I say that. But I'll upon him, I always wonder, this kind of shtick that we're doing, so then after I give the money, so that after I say shmait, so now is he supposed to go and say back to me, Bafal Pekin, I'm giving you back the money. So there should be a Ruach HaChav and Noichem. Now, the only tzadnish is that maybe for that, if the whole thing is just b'chdei to get the mitzvah, so then maybe not, I don't know, ishladim, it doesn't say it in the Benish Chai, but that's number one. That's number one. Now, l'maisa, another issue is, again, like I said, I have here shtaris, one star here is from Shlomo Zalman, that it seems to be that this was the noyig of Rabin Chas Epstein. He was a great man. He was the head of Deit HaRedis years ago. He has a ganzen nusach over here, Rabbi Rabbeinu Gershom, and Baba Basra, that you're supposed to attack with chumras, be makne, the shtaris, agav, kinyan, karka, mamish with chumras over here, that the shtaris that you have, you should be makne, agav, kinyan, karka, to the Beit Din Choshev. The minig of the Pashat shtaris is certainly not like this. I saw, I was able to see the Chazon Ish's actual, the Ksav Yad that the Chazon Ish wrote in the in a certain sefer that was brought the actual, you saw the actual Ksav Yad. The Chazon Ish copied out verbatim the Lashon of the Mishnah. Very simple principle. He copied out the Lashon of the Mishnah in Shvias, verbatim, on the, like I mentioned the other night, signed on the Beis Din was Rav Hosner. Very big. You see, Rav Hosner 60 years ago. So half of the fell. He was signed on that. He was the dying debate. Very, very simple. Principle. There was no haknas karka. There was no simple. But very, very simple, which I'll read the nusach in a moment. And that's a chayra. Certainly in Chutz Laaretz, that's what the oilam does. Mistam. I saw another chumrah. I saw somebody at a certain sefer writes that there's a chumrah to write on the back of the principle all of the chayvis that you have. Ani Yomer chas v'shalom not to do this, because if you're going to do this, inevitably you're going to forget something, and then you're going to have a problem, because you're going to think you have a principle, and you're going to ask for the money, and your principle only works on that which is explicit, the chayvis that you asked for, and therefore you're going to have to have a problem. As I say, don't write on it. Simple nosich, simple shtar, very simple. Now, do you have to? Right, do you have to write? Is it not just an amira? Can I just say, I moister over my chayvis to such and such Beis Din, and is that enough? I say it in front of two eidim, I moister in front of, or can I say it to the Beis Din, or do I have to write? So the emphasis, the pashtus is that there's certainly the chatchila to write. It has to do with the fact that it could be that now the hilul was misakin, it could be it was misakin that it's not enough of an amira, there has to be a ksiva. It seems to be that b'di'evid, listen closely, b'di'evid it seems to be that it works just in amira. L'chatchila, it seems to be you should do both. And that was what the Chazon Ish did. It brought down that sefer, that the Chazon Ish, because in the Lashon of the actual shtar over here, it says, we said, asa kama, it says here, ki asa l'kadmana hava shraga, that's me, shraga hava amalana b'shmai b'shlitas heim shana zui shasvi. And I said in front of these people, I'm writing that I said in front of this Beis Din, kach v'kach, it's advice, there's an Indian to actually say it, but again, going on. L'chatchila, you write it and say it. And say it. Say over what you're writing over here to the Beis Din that you'll be in front of. We'll see in a moment. B'di'evet, it's enough just writing, certainly. And it could be b'di'evet, it's enough just an amira. Now, I'll tell you why this is extremely negative. Now, this is very, very important, the citing principle. Your principle works only from that point. Which means that if I have any new loan that comes in after I write the principle. So if you write the principle, you write it, let's say, Erev Hashanah in the morning. Okay. 2 hours later, I don't know how it works in England. I know in America, the day starts at 12 o'clock. The bank day starts at 12. It goes from 12 to 12. Which means that your new money that they, quote unquote, are giving you from 12 o'clock, what does that mean? That means that they now owe you money. So from 12 o'clock onward, the bank owes you money. New money that came in. Again, if the bank is Goyim, obviously this isn't applicable. But if it's, let's say, Yidin, or what happens Erev Hashanah? Everybody wants to make, you know, he's nervous and this, he wants to make, he doesn't want to have any chayvus and stuff. So, you know, 20 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, all of a sudden somebody comes to your house, he writes a check, and he gives it to you. He says, here, I owe you money, I just don't want to have it on my head before Rosh Hashanah. Here's a check. What's a check? What's a check in English? What's a check? A check means that this is I owe you, right? I owe you kach v'kach. And I'm oversimplifying, check is a gan tashir. But what is it, a check? I give a check here for $1,000. Here's £1,000. I come to you Erev Hashanah, I say the check. The check says, I owe you, you could be Taveya this £1,000. Of course he's giving it to you 20 minutes before Rosh Hashanah. Because he knows in 20 minutes, this check is about to be canceled. So you can say, well, no, but I have a principle. You don't have a principle. Your principle was written in the morning. Your principle was written in the morning. At 9 in the morning. He knows that. He was on the Beis Din writing the principle with you. Now, you have a loan that comes in. Your principle doesn't work on that, say the Paiskin. Doesn't work on that. The principle only works on the Chaybis from before. Sorry? Okay,
he owed the money already.
Oh, wait, so now, but Givaldi. So now he's owing the money, and he's even writing it on a piece of paper and saying, I owe it to you, again. Right? He didn't do much more. A check is not considered at this point a payment. No one's going to say, klapi, these halachas, it's considered a payment. A check says, pay to the bearer of this, the 500 pounds, the 1,000 pounds. So the mail will come out like this. I always tell people, right before Rosh Hashanah, you know, mamish, 5 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, I guess, I don't know, maybe you should be thinking more halik is asked, but 5 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, right? He should just at least one last chumrah for the money. He should go to three people in front of him. Should it be at least somewhat people that are knowledgeable in somewhat in Hilchus Prosbol? Maybe I guess the people that came to the shir, that's also enough. They came to the shir and Hilchus Prosbol. Somewhat you go in front of three people and you say, look, Hareini Moiser, anything that came today, read the Nusach of the Shtar, anything today, I'm Moiser over to this Beis Din, and especially in Chutz Laaretz, you don't need, according to most Paisim, Dafnish, Beis Din Chashim. It could be there's an Indian to have a Beis Din Chashim. But at least this chumrah, I already did principle in the morning. Mamish is being real chumra. You're being mamish principles all day long. You're gonna principle in the morning, principle at night, principle in the evening. But a person who says like this, I want to be mamish a machmir. I'm worried about principle, and he decides Rosh Chodesh Elul. I'm writing the principle. Don't do that. In the next 30 days, your principle doesn't cover you. Right? You have to make sure that you're covered in the principle. That's chayra. That's why. And that's why it's very important to know that b'diyevet amira works. Because you're not going to start writing a principle 5 minutes before Rosh Hashanah. So again, the chatchila, you write it and you say it at the same time. But the other, you're even allowed to just say it, and that's that. Now, another very important, again, we're talking Yiddish Geld, Rabbi Yisai. I give myself the leeway to say as many chumras as I can. The chumras, what are the chumras? So Shlomo Zalman has a shayla. Shlomo Zalman has a shayla. Let's say I'm in, make it easy, I'm in England. I'm in England, and somebody, I owe money. No, we'll do it the other way. I owe money in America. No, he owes me money. Let's do an Eretz Yisrael. Do an Eretz Yisrael. I'm from Eretz Yisrael, so it's easy from Eretz Yisrael. And it's usually, I think that's how it is anyway. The guys from Eretz Yisrael, they owe money to the guys in England. Okay, they come to us. Okay, so the guys from Eretz Yisrael, they owe money to the Chevra in England. Now this guy in Eretz Yisrael, he's sitting there, he's davening. Oh, Yenel Zashayb in the principle, Shveiter. Because right now, they come to Eretz Yisrael, and Eretz Yisrael, when does Rosh Hashanah hit? When is the Meshamet Ani? When is the Chayiv Meshamet for the person who lives in Eretz Yisrael? It's going to be Meshamet to them, let's say now. In Eretz Yisrael right now, it's 8:30 at night. 8:30 at night, Shainach Shvir. So already, he already has a Shimut. He was Meshamet the Chayiv. You're in England still. You didn't write your principle yet. Now, it's a little bit more to get Eretz Yisrael to America. Because Eretz Yisrael, America, Mamish is 7 hour difference. It's very, very different. So there, Mamish can have this. You have a fellow who's writing his principle. He's writing it at 12 o'clock, and already in Eretz Yisrael, to Shani Rosh Hashanah. And Shlomo Zalman was Chayshish, that B'chayr, we go after, he had a suffix, which way? But certainly said if the lender, the borrower is in Eretz Yisrael, so then his Chayv was Mishtamit. It was already cancelled. It was already cancelled, this Chayv. And Oibizai, you can't be Goyva. That's one Chayv, Oibizai, again. That's why, I guess, first thing in the morning, again, so how many proposals are we going to have, right? Thursday night, when's Yom Tov this year? When? Tuesday night? Sunday night. So Sunday night is Yom Tov? Fine. Moitzei Shabbos, you write a principle for the Chevra in Eretz Yisrael. In the morning, you have to write another principle because the money was come from the bank from the principle. 2 minutes before Rosh Hashanah, you're going to say over a principle because you don't want to. Maybe somebody's bringing over a check right before Shabbos, right before Yom Tov. Now I'm going to tell you the chumrah. This is mamish, like I call it the chumrah of the year. The chumrah of the year. We're talking Yiddish Geld. The Shevet Alevi Rav Ozner, the great Rav Ozner. I saved this one. I knew it then also, but I saved it for now. Rav Ozner, married the Kachumra. He writes, married the Kachumra. He says, who says, in all these inyanim of Shkia and all the inyanim of Shabbos, of course it goes kefi the place that you are. But Shmoit, that koyach that comes down to the veld, that the Abba Shefer cancels all the chayvis, that's what Rav Ozner's stomach goes kefi Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael. It goes kefi, the etzim tzeit, the etzim time is Rosh Hashanah in Eretz Yisrael, and that cancels all chayvis. What's the chumra? That means you have a fellow sitting in America right now. It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon. Forget that. He has nothing to do in dealings with anybody in Eretz Yisrael. He doesn't lend money there. No shaykhs, right? 12 o'clock comes. He didn't write a principle yet. He knows it's time. He's going to write a principle. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. He has time to write a principle. Now he can't write a principle. Because now the chayv was nishtamet already. He already canceled all the debts that he has. Not from the ones in Eretz Yisrael. He's in Chutz Laaretz. So canceled the debt to his friend. He canceled the debt to the bank because the chayv was nishtamet in Eretz Yisrael, which is the ultimate time. Very thick chumra. Again, most baiskim don't hold like that. But what happens if you find out that the borrower holds like that? The borrower holds like that. And he says, I hold, and I want, and you tavei me, so let's go to the Beis Din of the Shevet Halevi. Yeah. Go to the Shevet Halevi's Beis Din, and then you'll be of Gehak Tetzur. No, nobody should say, I didn't tell you, Rabbi Yisai. I came, I told you the Chumrah. Now, the Maisa, a few problems, the emes is that, first of all, Bacher, in Yerushalmi, it's mitzvah that the only person that has a din, that he can have a principle, Bechlal, is a person that has karka. It has to do with the fact that it's not a normal chayiv to lend to somebody that doesn't own karka, that doesn't own land. So it's not a normal chayiv. So Chazal weren't misakin puzbol in such a case. The nafkamina is that my yeshiva bacher case. Yeshiva bacher doesn't have karka. I know it's rental, schiris, all these things work. But if he doesn't have anything, he doesn't have a rental, he doesn't have an ownership of karka, so I'm giving this bacher an eitzah to go and make a puzbol, but what's in the gaya puzbol? The other bacher that he went and lent the money to, he doesn't have karka. So in the middle, you can't have a principle on this person. So the Shlomo Zalman had a kula. Shlomo Zalman says that anybody who has Dalai Lamas, he has a bed. That's a genik shayin. If he has a place to sleep, that's enough called karka, copy these halachas. The Esther Shalom Zalman said, who is it talking about the halacha that you have to have karka? Every yeshiva bacher has a bed. So he said, no, it's talking about someone that's homeless. So Rosh Hashanah said most people don't lend people like that. So nishka perach, right? That's Rosh Hashanah. But there is a chumrah. The Shem of the Lady says that it's kedai in your prosbol to be mezakeh karka to anybody who I am owed money from, because maybe he doesn't have karka, maybe he's a yeshiva bacher, maybe he's homeless, maybe chlez. So then it's kedai to be mezakeh to him karka b'chdei that the prosbol should work. Last Shemitah, I remember that there were metapol very stark to get in the Eretz Yisrael is what the kitzvat yiladim. This is they give out money for children and whatnot. So they managed to get the money, and the money went into the accounts. I remember it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I was buying with Yashiv. It's two Shemitahs ago. This is Tavshin Samach Aleph, two Shemitahs ago. I was Erev Rosh Hashanah, and I was buying with Yashiv. And on that day, they had managed to get the government on that day was maskim, and they put money in the accounts. Remember, they put the money straight into the accounts, and it was an Erev Rosh Hashanah. See, even the government wants to pat the on Erev Rosh Hashanah. So they put, that means what did they do? They put into your bank account, let's say 1,000 shekel, they put into your bank account on Erev Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Again, when did you write the prosbol? You wrote the prosbol in the morning, you wrote the prosbol, see in a moment your betzim allowed to write at night, they wrote the prosbol by Tars Nadarim the night before, and now, right before the bank day closes at 1 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Rosh Hashanah, so you just found out that you just became 1,000 shekel richer. The only thing is, you're only 1,000 shekel richer for another 4 hours, or 5 hours. And so the shayla I asked Rabbi Yashiv at the time was that maybe there's no problem, because now that the bank is closed, they put it in this right before the bank closed. Now they made it in a way that nobody, Rabbi said, they don't know Hillel's principle. It wasn't done on purpose. That's what they did. They wanted it to be in there before the bank day closes, but they didn't, I guess, have it what covered until after Rosh Hashanah. So they put it in to the bank right before the bank day closes, which means that you're impossible to take out the money for the next 2 days, which means obviously in the next 5 hours, right at the point of Shmoit, that Rosh Hashanah, it's going to cancel this chayv. So you have our eitzah. Our eitzah is to, right before Rosh Hashanah, to speak out and say, Vayter Nachal Prozbol, to say, is another eitzah you can get up. And that's what Rav Yashiv told people to do then. He told people that they should get up and they should say that anybody that owes me money, like I mentioned, anybody that owes me money, any bank, anything that owes me money right now, I am a vater and my schus to be going there until Gimel Tishrei. It's also a shtickle eitzah. That's also an eitzah to do. My Zayas Rav Yashiv at the time, that maybe you could say that since the bank is closed, that goes into the Hagdara of Laigos. That I'm not able to be Toveya the money now because the bank is closed. So maybe Shemitah doesn't cancel that type of a chayv. Rav Yashiv wasn't masking. It's hard to go into now. He said, no, the pshat is they owe you the money. And Taka, that's him, you could be Toveya. There's a technical problem. As I think a problem, you don't have a car to drive over. You don't have a dress that nobody's there to listen to your claim. That's him, they owe you the money. And this is something again. In England, the shadows aren't as much. It's the banks, I imagine. The banks are, but you could have. You could suddenly have a Jewish-owned bank, and you'd have to make sure. The Moshe, I'll give an example. In Eretz Yisrael, the banks that are all Jewish banks, they write prosbols. They don't need some Haredi fellow coming along and telling them, hey, where's my money? So they write prosbols now. They write mehudah, they get prosbols. Interesting. The prosbols they write, ganz mehudah, they have to iskut, but the prosbols they write with al chumras and al pitchah, the prosbols are mamish. Okay. And you have a prosbol also. So your mortgage, they're going to be able to get from you because they wrote a prosbol. And you're going to be able to get your money because you wrote a prosbol. So the shayla becomes like this. This happened last Shemitah, the shaylas I got one interesting shayla. The Vat Bayis in Eretz Yisrael is the people that are in charge of the infrastructure of the apartment building. You know, they take care of the elevator, the cleaning maintenance, and whatever, all these things. Okay? And you owe money. You owe money to the person laid out in his pocket, the person who's in charge of the Vat Bayis. He laid out the money, and now you owe him money. So, somebody called me up last year, it was Erev Rosh Hashanah, it was 2 days Rosh Hashanah, last Shemitah. He said, the fellow, we went over to him and he told him that I don't have money now. Rabbi Kallis, I said, pay up all your chayvis to a chalayi person now, to a fraya person now. If you could, obviously. Why? Because he is going to go yiveh from you the money. He's not writing a prosbol. He's going to come over to you 5 days after Rosh Hashanah. He's going to say, no, where's the money? You owe me the money for the Vat Bayis. I laid it out for you. You owe me the money. So what are you going to do? So he has a prosbol. He didn't write a prosbol. I don't know where prosbol is. Okay. So now, what are you going to do? You can't? Could you pay him the money? How can you pay him the money? If you pay him the money, you're being goyver lifnei iver. You're being goyver lifnei iver. He's a gazlan. He has no right to take the money. So I saw one sefer. So sefer writes, no, you can give it to him as a matana. He's not a gazlan. It's a shpil. It's a toyas, what he writes over there. Two reasons it's a toyas. Number one, if you're giving it to him as a matana, okay? So then, weiter, according to the Urayim, remember, we said the only way Shemitah works according to the Urayim is if you say Shmoit. So he didn't say Shmoit. You gave him a matana, so you're still chayiv. So you say, weiter in trouble, you're still chayiv. El my weiter, let's say you go with the other Rishayim. So according to the other Rishayim, I'm giving him a matana. So that's him, you're still, one matana. So the ganze Zach is a spiel. He's not being Mishamet the chayiv. He knows that he's taking the money. He's taking the money outstairs. He's taking it. Elmai, Mamanashach. If he really believes it's a matana, so then he's going to come to you and say, Mamanashach, I got me believes it's a matana. Okay, not at all. You owe me to get money again. Give me back the chayv. So besides, that lechayv doesn't work. So what do you do? So he told him like this. He told him, there's a few aitzes over here. One aitzes would be if you go over to him and you say to him, look, you know the chayv I owe you? Well, you know, it's Erev Rosh Hashanah now. I want an extension. I'm not paying this chayv for sure, not until Gimel Tishrei. You understand what you just did? Was you just said that this halva that I owe you, we're extending the time, we're making a new halva. So now I don't owe you the money anymore. I don't owe you the money anymore until, meaning I owe you the money, but you can't collect me the money until Gimel Tishrei. As I decide, then Shemitah won't be chal. That's one eitzah. Okay. Another eitzah, I guess, would be if you could be mezakeh him a prosbol. Who says you can't be mezakeh a person a prosbol? It's a shtar, you could buy it for him, you could be mezakeh him a prosbol. And I'll be honest with you, everyone here knows that you could be mezakeh a prosbol. Because a lot of times a woman, a wife, is owed money. Okay? And you know how it is, you're writing up the prosbol and she didn't make you a shliach. You can make a person a shliach for a prosbol, there's no shayla. But let's say you didn't make a shliach, and now it comes to her, it's already, it's shpeit, and you're writing up the prosbol, and your wife didn't make you, so you let her mezakeh to her a prosbol. Now, why does she need a prosbol? So first of all, if somebody owes her wages, and it was zakah b'milva, what we spoke about before, that they went, that they tallied it up, and they sent her a letter, we owe you now this and this amount, you know, we tallied it up, so then that becomes now begeder halva. And then Taka Shemitah would be Mashamah. So you're going to say, yeah, but it's Mashakon Isha Kon Abayel. It's not so simple, Nebuchadnezzar, that in every case we say that. If there's if it's called it's Hadafa, it's not so simple, in every case we say that. And besides, that's why a woman also has to have a prosbol. Certainly a single woman needs to have a prosbol. But even a married woman, the Pais can say, she should also have a prosbol. So you could be Mazakit, your wife, a prosbol. If she didn't, she should make your shliach. You should write on the star over here. On my star here, it says, Kiasel Kama, Haba Shraga, Vama Lana Beshmai, Beshlichas, Ishtai, Achiv, and of all the other family members that asked me to be shlichem for them. So this is taka, you can make a prosbol for another person. So either make a shliach, or they can be mezakeh. I'm just going to list off a few more halachas. Gadar of Eliashiv over here, is a ganze chumra tika nusach, if anybody wants to see. Like I told you in Eretz Yisrael, they have lots of chumras. And this Indian, Anachnu Achasumim, he was makbid, that be'etzim, there's a whole shayla to go to a beis din chashiv. And Eretz Yisrael is much more makbid, like I explained before. Some rishonim hold you have to go to a beis din chashiv. Not some of the Rishonim hold it's based on the Gemara. Rabbeinu Tam held that he didn't want to write a prosbol. He says, who says Ames Chashiv as the Beit in the Ravami and Ravasi, that the Gemara talks about. Then afterward, he was masking because it says the most Chashiv in the door, so that much he was masking. The Rabban says, no, it doesn't have to be the most Chashiv Beit in the door, it has to be people that are knowledgeable a little bit. So Rav Yashiv made up a double nusach over here. He said, first and foremost, I'm being meiser, this is the whole nusach of the Gantz, I'm being meiser, my shtaris, to the Bezin Chashiv of, let's say, the Badatz, or Rav Nissen Kralitz's Bezin. That's what it says over here. Now, if you can't do it, Shaloi Bifneyem, because he's not in front of them when he's doing it. So then, if not, then Ein Mayel Mesira Elifnei Bezin, it's Mamash with the time. If it doesn't work, so then I'm Meister in front of these guys, in front of these three people, and then it's Masr Mili, the Prisbola, Kedem Rabbana, Kasamna, Chasamna, Vechule, Vechule. That's the halacha. Now, just a few kitzadik halachas that I asked Rav Yashiv. One is he said it's Kedai to put the family name on the Prisbola. The mishpacha name, because that taka gives a chshivas to the shtar. Another is he said that l'chayra, excuse me, l'chayra that this we spoke about the bank, the check. Another is he spoke about about night. So ikra din technically you could make a prosbol at night. Some are machmir. It has to do with the fact that betzim it's not a real din toira. It's just a mesira to a beis din. You are sameach is mistapik about it. Maybe the chatchila to be machmir, but certainly it's okay to do a prosbol at night. Legabe kroivim, so the Paiskim say that lichatchila, the dayanim certainly shouldn't be kroivim zelazeh. The dayanim themselves shouldn't be kroivim. For the dayanim to be kroivim to the beis din, to the, excuse me, to the litigants, to the malveh, to the loiva, in this case over here, to the malveh, so that already there's more of a makim to be machmir. Again, even that, there's no real negiyah, it's just a mesira to a beis din, but even that, there is a makim for a chumrah. The Asher said there's a makim for a chumrah, that the dayanim shouldn't be mekurav and mishpacha with the actual malveh. The the wife, we explained already, this we talked about. Overdraft. These are more the Shilas Negei Eretz Yisrael. More Shilas Negei Eretz Yisrael. The Messiah, unfortunately, my chariot awaits. Unfortunately, first I have a tremendous Akar Satoiv that the Oilam came out for the Mincha. That's my first Akar Satoiv. I'm always Messiah with the Davish Al Chizik. Something of Chizik nature. And the emphasis is that it was a bittersweet coming this year. Mamish, as my foot stepped down into English soil, literally, when I was in the airport, from where my foot stepped outside onto the outside to the concrete outside of Heathrow. So somebody sent me the message that Ramendi was nifter. Ramendi was nifter. You see, Merdu Gazach. You see that the Satan knows. Everyone knows how he used to sit here and he used to have enough from the shirim. And every time I would say halacha like this, he would say, "It's a gemara." I said, "No, it's a gemara. We'll get there. We'll get there. It's a gemara. It's a gemara." And anything I would say was, "It's a gemara. It's a gemara here. It's a gemara there." It's like hanoga hat from the shirim. So the bashefer knew that the satan knew that by David HaMelech you can't stop him. He's in the middle of learning. So what did he have to do? He had to go and to shake the leaves. And Chazal tell us he had to do something. He had to make a noise, something, in order that David HaMelech should stop learning for a moment. And the Sultan knew that if maybe he had this one more tchiyah from the shirim, something, so then he would let weiter. So he had to take him right before the shirim. Maisa, I said, it's very schwer. I said from Rav Meir Shapiro at the kinnis that I spoke in Eretz Yisrael, I said before that I heard about Rav Meir Shapiro had a ben yochid. His name was Ephraim. And it was a takat sarah. I think he wasn't even a son. I think he adopted him. He never had children. And a ben yochid Ephraim. And at the levaya, when he got up and he spoke about his son Ephraim, so he started to say haben yakir li Ephraim. And he wasn't able to continue, and he broke down. And he said haben yakir li Ephraim. And he kept talking, and he kept crying, and he said zachar skirenu, and he couldn't go on. And he said oid, oid. And he said there could have been an oid. And that's it. That was the whole entire hesped he gave. That I think here, that a lot of people feel is the great tragedy is the oid. The oid is there was so much of an oid that could have been. So much of an oid, the person that was such a meritic chelik of the community, sayin a dogma, sayin his, the ganze dogma, the ganze tzur of the mensch, the oid. But the oid, also by Rabbi Kiva, what it says in Chazal, I just learned in the Gemara with my children, it says Rabbi Kiva, that the Malachi Asharis, where they came and they what's going on, Zutoyra, Zuskar, the Talmidim said to Rabbi Kiva, they said, "Rabbi, Ad Khan, they was peeling and scraping off his skin. It's a big pellet. Ad Khan, this is the Helik Rabbi Kiva, what should he be doing? He shouldn't be saying Kriyishma at the Shas that they're taking him out of the Misasite and he's being Moise Nafshal Kiddush Hashem. So what should he do? He should be complaining. What's he supposed to be doing at this point? He's supposed to be saying not Kriyishma." So the Mefarshim explained over there that the Pshat is that the kash of the Talmidim was at the Gelepta Ganza Lebin on Kiddush Hashem. At the Gelepta Ganza Lebin of Kiddush Hashem. As for stuff in high, why does he have to die on Kiddush Hashem? Maybe a person he has to die on Kiddush Hashem, but a person whose entire life is Kiddush Hashem. So I think that's what a lot of us feel here, the Va'oid, there could have been a Va'oid, and Vaita, a Ganza Lebin of Kiddush Hashem. Somebody who is Mamish, a Ganza Lebin of Kiddush Hashem. So I think the Ainz Geveg, the stomach, is to try to chap that oid, to be toifis that makim of a lifetime of Kiddush Hashem. I said a word here about 5 years ago, and I remember what Hanoa Mendy had from this word. Mamashi, should have seen him. Mamashi came after me with everything that I said, for all the time that I said, that those 2 weeks that I was here, and the one that his whole entire face lit up when I said this word. He came over to me after and he gave me a kiss when I said this word. That was the word. The Gemara Chagiga says that there are three things that the Ribbono Shel Olam is boicha. There are three times that the Ribbono Shel Olam is boicha. One is on a person that he can't learn, and he doesn't learn. He doesn't learn. So the Ribbono Shel Olam cries. I understand. Another thing is a person that he's able to learn, and he doesn't learn. And that the Ribbono Shel Olam cries. Both of those, they make sense. He doesn't learn, and he could learn. That gives the Ribbono Shel Olam agus nefesh. Or he can't learn, and he would want to learn, but he can't learn. So that the Ribbono Shel Olam cries about. And so another thing the Chazal tell us is that al efshalilmai, he can't learn, efshalilmai, and he learns anyways. And he learns anyways, the Ribbono Shel Olam cries. He can't learn, and he learns anyways, the Ribbono Shel Olam cries. And the catch is obvious. That does face them. The Ribbono Shel Olam should have a merit to simcha. So the Marsha Taka says, tears of joy. The Marsha Taka says, tears of joy. But it's not much from the Gemara. Because the Gemara over there is good for talking about all of the zibas, why the Ribbono Shel Olam kivyachol b'mistarim tifka nafshi, he has agnus nefesh and he faints and he cries. It's mashmud that it's taka, not tears of joy. So the pshat and the stama, what advises from the Gemara is that there's no such thing as yafsha. There's no such thing as yafsha. The Ribbono Shel Olam's crying when a person would understand it's kiyam chayenu, and that's life. That's his entire metzias. His breathing, his Torah, his life. Everything's kiyam chayenu. His Torah. So then there's no such thing as yafsha. So a person says, yafsha, little more, and I learn anyways. I can't learn. I have no time. I have no this. You know, when am I going to learn? That's machane parnasa. I have to make a leaven. It's a person, we have to realize, he has to make a living. You have to tell the person, he has to stop making a living and he has to start to live. He has to start to live. A yefshe lilmoy, the person that thinks a yefshe lilmoy, if he realizes it's kiheim chayenu, so then there wouldn't be yefshe lilmoy. And so the person, yefshe lilmoy, and he learns anyways, so that's the banish of mazak misnafesh. And the mice said, the reason why he had such a knock on this board, because it does give him the gata metzias of the mensch. Such a dad, that was his entire metzias. There was no such thing as a yefshe, whether it was in Torah, whether it was in helping God, yenim. Zikr is such a makim, the va'oid is the most chaser. There could have been so much more. There's mechayiv, the Eidah Kadosh over here, to Nemtzach, to take from that dogma, to take from that lesson, that there was a yid that stood here, that I said over to his mishpacha at the shiva, I b'chlal didn't know that he was a lawyer. I heard it at the Levaya. Mishkubas b'chlal. I thought he sat and learned. And Mishkubas, the Pasha didn't know b'chlal, that he was a lawyer. It's mechayiv. Such a thing is mechayiv a person. That the patient said about him, I didn't know that he was a this and that. Right? I thought he sat and learned. The Efsha Lilmoid, and he learns anyways. Maisa, the Eita Kadosha, I have a great Sakar Satoiv, especially this year. It was the Merit Gezach, every single night the base medrash was filled. And everybody, every day, it was an interesting Gezach. Every day people come to me and say, well, this year, you know, because of the vacations, I'm not going to be here. I think every day, for the first week, I had 15 people that came over to me and said, Chaim Shom. 15 different people for the course of about a week. That means that this is, but somehow every night the Oyim came out, the Chachki, the Heid Katayra, and that's the holiday. That's the holiday. And Merdi Kakar Satoif to the Eida Kadosha, to the Beis Medrash. This year, we did Mamish, tremendous Tayelis, I feel. It's a Shabbos, the Shabbos that went on here every single night. So much Hilchot Shabbos. I made a Cheshbon. We covered Roiv Musagim of Hilchot Shabbos. Roiv Musagim of Hilchot Shabbos we covered in this base medrash. I'm not saying we covered Roiv Hilchot Shabbos. Roiv Musagim of Hilchot Shabbos, just a simple last night, we talked about the Hilchot's business. Roiv Iker Musagim, at least now they have to ask a Shaila. How a person eats, how this. So Merdeka Kish Hashem, I have Merdeka Karsa Toiv, to the Gantz Oilem, to the Rav Zazayin Gesund, hopefully Bez Hashem next year. Rav Chonin, Zecharenu Levracha, will be with us in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, together with Baruch Haim Toivim, the Rav Shlita, will be Bez Hashem in Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, and over there, those great Rebbes that we talked about, whether it was Rav Osner, whether it was Rav Moshe Zecharenu Levracha, the Chazanish, the whole Shir that we talked about, the Chazanish, Bez Hashem, next year, I'll be sitting in the audience, and they'll give us the Shir, Bez Hashem.